Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron. That's Matt Joe Gow there with Grand Ambition. In the studio, I've got Emma from the Raglan Club. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron, and good morning, Raglan.
You've got a nice, warm, fuzzy coat on there, I noticed, for this cold morning.
Yeah, you need to, right?
Yeah, for sure. So so you've how long have you been manager at the Raglan Club?
Oh, it's probably been about 8 weeks now.
Eight wild weeks. Have you feel like you've settled in?
I have, yeah. I'm getting into a groove with it now. I've just come off maternity leave, so I feel like my brain had forgotten everything that I previously knew.
Oh, yeah, how to do... yeah.
I don't know if that's a thing or not. Maybe some other mums out there can confirm, but
I've heard that a lot.
It was crazy. I was not expecting that, so it has taken me a minute just to flick my brain back on.
But it's good you're here. You've got a list of things that are happening at the Raglan Club. So as a new manager, you're trying to come up with some new stuff, new events to happen over there and things
like
that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some music happening.
Yeah.
We've got some construction. If you drive past, you'll see there's a lot going on in the front area there. We are starting a Saturday market.
Right.
That'll be every first and fourth Saturday of the month.
A couple of times a month. And who's that for, like, in terms of stall holders?
We really want as many people as possible.
It's not restricted to anything particular.
We would love it to be mostly local, and they will probably get a priority.
Yeah.
But I'm encouraging anyone to apply, and collectibles, vintage. We're not going into the food space at this time because we are launching a new cafe over there.
Oh, okay.
So the Raglan Club will be doing some market food. So anything other than food and drink, I would love to hear from you if you have some creative things that you're selling.
Mm. And if shoppers want a food or drink, they can pop inside.
I'll figure out a way how to make it clear that that's what's happening.
I remember when they had that Christmas one, was it last Christmas that the old school did?
Mm-hmm.
They had a few of the stall holders were inside, so
Well, that's the thing, if it's bad weather, there's a whole deck that we can utilize, and
they were even inside. They were around on the dance floor,
because
that was the old floor, not the new floor.
It's so massive in there that you can do anything.
Yeah. So that's coming up. So people should just get hold of you. How do they get hold of you at the club?
info@raglanclub.co.nz.
Okay, nice and easy. All right, and what else? You've got a big list in front of you.
I've got a big list.
Yeah.
So Thursday night's our music night at the club. That's tonight. So every Thursday we have some sort of live music going on over there.
Yep.
And it's usually James Ray. He's an amazing cowboy. And he has a pack of line dancers. So they do a lesson from 5:30. So if you've never done line dancing before, they are a lovely group of people that will teach you right from the top. And then James Ray starts at 6 and they have a little boogie on the floor. And once again, everyone is encouraged to come and have a try. It's not... It's not a place for professionals, although some of them are very professional.
Right, okay, but don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid, no.
Yeah.
There's always kids that get up and have a boogie up there.
Yeah, so that's tonight.
That's tonight.
Yeah.
And on the last Thursday of every month is open mic night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we encourage anyone to come and have a go. We usually will give about 15-minute slots.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to have a few songs under your belt to get up there and give it a shot. But, yeah, even if you're thinking about that, that's something that you might want to do, come and check it out next week and, yeah, just see what's going on over there. There's some really cool artists that come every single week.
Do you need to bring instruments?
They do have a setup, but that's why I say if you are wanting to come and check it out on Thursday to see the setup and what you might need to bring. But there's pretty much everything set up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then along with Thursday night, there's also steak nights for $18. So steak and chips, line dancing, cowboys, steak. What more could you ask for?
There's a theme emerging. And you've got a gig on tomorrow night, Friday night, haven't you?
Yes, Friday night, very exciting. We have a free gig that's starting at 7:30 p.m. and it's a new band. Well, they're not super new, but new to me and a lot of other people in Raglan, and they're called the Raglaners, and they're kind of a blues rock, very, very cool band.
So there's no D in that name.
Raglan, no.
I'm just checking, because, you know, you hear people say, you didn't say it, you didn't pronounce it with a D, but I see you started to worry, that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
No, no, that's, but it happens, right? So...
Yeah, no
I thought
D.
I thought they'd like it to be clear that there's no D in their name.
There's no D.
Right from the start.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's set the record straight for them.
So are they local musicians who've been here for ages and they've just formed a band? Is
yeah.
that the, right? Okay.
Yeah. So it's they're varying age. Some couple of young guys and older guys in there. And
right.
Yeah, they're awesome. They came down to our open mic night and I said, please come and play for a whole gig, because people just couldn't get enough of their little snippets.
Okay, all right. So that's 7:30 Friday night from 7:30.
From 7:30, free. So just come on down and check it out.
That might be the only gig on Friday this weekend.
Perfect.
I think I'm just trying to think what there was. I think it's pretty quiet. Oh, there's a poetry slam. That's about it. Yeah, things are real quiet at the moment, so it's in some ways it's a good time for you to be doing this, doing these new things.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Give people something to go to.
Yeah, come on out, Raglan. Brave the cold.
Yeah, yeah. So, and what else? You've got, like, there's lots of things you're doing, so what else have you got on that list?
So I'm really trying to tap into the music space over there. We're going to look at doing a Sunday lounge session as well on a Sunday afternoon. So I would encourage any musically inclined people to get in touch with me about that as well.
Yeah.
We also do Sunday roasts. So there's cheap meals going on a Sunday, and there's a lot of people there already. So I think that would be a good time to perform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some casual dining music.
The stage is set up. And I was about to go into all the details. They can get in touch and find out what they need, instruments and things they need to bring.
Yes.
Yeah. But there is there's a permanent stage set up?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I've got kids peering in the window. That's what happens when you're on the main street. So that's a happening thing.
That's going to be happening really soon.
Okay. So not right away.
Well, yeah, as soon as I get enough people to make it a regular thing.
Okay, just got to get a collection of musicians together.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
We'll line you all up and then we'll market it all.
Okay, info@raglanclub.co.nz. We keep saying that for people.
Yes.
Yeah. What else we got?
I just want to talk about what's already been going on over there and has always been going on over there. It's a thriving community that I feel like a lot of Raglan don't know about. I have a young family. I'm in my 30s, and a lot of my friends and circles have never stepped foot over there or know what's happening. So it's a really family-friendly place to bring your kids for dinner. There's a big garden out the back. There's a huge dance floor and space for kids to kind of run around. So we have cheap drinks, cheaper food, and so I just, it's a real community hub that is underutilized, and so I just want to encourage people that haven't checked it out to come on down, and the membership kind of can scare some people off, but anyone can apply to be a member. It costs as little as $10 if you just want to dip your toes in and check it out.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a member to eat or be there. You only need to be a member if you're consuming alcohol, because that's the liquor license that we have.
Okay, yep, yeah.
Yeah, so come on down and have a meal or check it out. I'm sure there'll be a friendly member that can sign you in if it's your first time.
Okay, you can be there as a guest as well.
Yeah, you can just get someone that is a member to sign you in. And there's always members hanging around that are welcoming new people in.
Okay, I must admit, we did that when we were in our 30s and had little kids. There was a group of us who used to go there, a group of families used to go there because it was a cheap night, a cheap dinner, and there was a bit of space for the kids.
Yeah.
And we did that for a little while. It was quite nice.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's anywhere else in Raglan where you can take your kids and they have a lot of space to kind of run around.
And we also, we I don't think any of us had a lot of money at that stage of life, so.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I'm there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's That's part of that story.
Yeah, we have happy hour every day from 4 till 6 p.m. And we have house wines from $6.50.
Okay.
Like, where can you get a wine for $6.50 these days? And beers start from $5 during happy hour, like a glass of beer. So, yeah, I mean, I just want to encourage that. If you're feeling like you can't go out and in this economy where times are tougher for families, like, that is an achievable place where you can still not cut out your social life completely.
Yeah, for sure. and so you're looking for more musicians, more events like that.
Yeah. If you have an idea that you want to bring to life, I would really encourage you just to get in touch with me and have a chat. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we did a sold out makeup event over there.
Okay.
There's a huge dance floor and stage, so she did a makeup demo up on there. And if you are a member, then you can utilize and book that space out and do whatever you want over there. Like, the options are endless.
Hold your own events.
Yeah.
Of any kind.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a community space. We're a non-for-profit, so there are lots of sub-clubs that are going already. Darts clubs, snooker clubs, eight balls. They do tournaments every Sunday afternoon. There's fishing clubs, bowling clubs, travel clubs. So, if you're looking for a community or engagement like that, or you want to start your own community like that, that's the place that we can make it happen.
You've got the capacity to do that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, so folks, we've been talking to Emma, who's the manager at the Rack and Club. Been in the job 8 weeks, lots of things already happening.
Yeah, thank you so much chatting with me today.
Oh, that's all right. And we'll keep chatting to you as well with, sounds like you're promising lots of things will be happening, so we'll keep up.
Yeah, I'm promising. See what's going on.
And I'm sitting here right now, I can see the club across the road, and there are projects happening. We're not really talking about them just yet, are we?
Diggers out there.
We're not making announcements about what's happening just yet, are we?
Just drive past and see for yourself.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Emma.